On this episode, I want to share a quick interview that I got to do with Clay Clark behind the scenes after the Reawaken America tour in Miami, Florida. If you want to watch the video, just head over to YouTube, Ryan S. Howard, or check out the link in the show notes. Let's get into it right now.
This is Cutting Edge Faith. Cutting Edge Faith, the show that brings you the truth behind the headlines and equips you to live out your faith in the cultural chaos of today. God is on the move right now through people just like you. You were created for influence and impact. Let's take your faith to the next level. Learn more at RyanSHoward.com. And now, here's your host, Dr. Ryan S. Howard.
Hello, I'm here with Clay Clark, creator of the Reawaken America Tour. Clay, how does it feel to be done? We just finished up Miami.
Well,
what do you think?
The thing is, we get back to, you got to drive 21 hours back. And then when I get back on Sunday about 10 p.m., I'm going to edit the promotional video for Las Vegas. So actually, we got to edit all the videos to get those out. So we're about, as far as workload goes, probably about 50% of the way through.
Oh, wow.
So we'll and be done workload wise in about 10 days because
all right.
You got to edit everything, get it out, you know, because really a lot of these videos, you know, each event is sold out. We might reach, let's say, 3,500 people that are here, mm-hmm. 4,000 people that are here, and then online there might be a million people streaming between all the platforms,
mm-hmm.
but each individual, like, bite-sized video, that 15-minute presentation, mm-hmm. those often reach, you know, millions. Sometimes yeah. they reach thousands. Like Simone yeah. Gold's video has reached millions. So a lot of editing has to get done.
Yeah. Well, we're excited and happy that you take the time to do all those little videos. They're easy to share and yeah. great to spread the word. So what was your favorite part or the biggest surprise about this event in Miami? What stuck out to you?
Well,
besides the power going out.
You know, Dr. Mikovits, her messages are powerful.
Yeah.
Dr. Tenpenny wasn't here at this one, but her messages are often very, very powerful.
Yeah.
Dr. Stella Manuel was here. Messages are powerful. Cash Patel, powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Devin Nunes, the Q&A. I mean, General Flynn,
yeah.
Jim Brewer. I don't really have a favorite.
Yeah,
I just
yeah.
it's more of like the whole, it's like a soup
yeah,
or,
yeah.
or maybe a cookie. And
yeah.
it's like, what's your favorite ingredient? I don't
yeah.
know. Maybe it's
right.
the total package.
You like the whole package.
Yeah.
I have to agree with you there.
Yeah.
One of the things I said I really liked is how these events tie everything together into a single narrative that also has a spiritual component. So
yeah.
we can really see, we say in this podcast, the truth behind the headlines, so we know what's really going on.
Well, Matthew chapter 24, you know, Jesus, his apostles asked him, how do we know when you're coming back? He laid it out, Matthew chapter 24, Luke chapter 21, Revelation chapter 6. But, you know, there's other parts of the Bible, too. We know about Daniel, the book of Revelation,
yeah.
Thessalonians, 1 Timothy. And these speakers, most of the speakers know the gospel, and they know what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that don't know what's going on in the gospel know what's going on in the world, and it fits in.
Yeah.
You know, because
right.
history is all about his story.
Yeah.
And 27% of the Bible is prophetic, and 73% is historical. So a lot's going on right now, and I don't know how it's all going to turn out exactly. I just know that at the end of the day, every word of the Bible will come to pass. And
that's
there's
right.
nothing in the Bible that's void. And the Bible is the irrefutable word of God. And I hope more people can learn that message, including myself.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
So why should, as you wrap up, why should people go to see you in Las Vegas and get on the tour?
Well, one, you can name your price. If it's really terrible, you might have spent as little money as possible on a ticket. You know, you go see Boyz II Men in Vegas or Britney Spears. I mean, you're going to watch
yeah.
a secular concert. And one would argue you probably shouldn't watch the performances, but people do.
Yeah.
They pay $400 or $500, and it's not good. It's not food for the soul.
Yeah.
It's not content taught from an eternal perspective.
Yeah.
You don't leave feeling enriched and empowered.
Right.
You almost feel like you need to apologize for that which you've seen.
Yeah.
If you come to our event, we're bringing the gospel to Sin City, so
yes.
you can name your price. You can get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Again, the reason why we do that, General Flynn and I, is we want to put our motive out there first to let people know. We want you to be able to afford it. We want every single person watching this right now to be able to afford it. So get those tickets today at TimeToFreeAmerica.com.
All right. And anything, any final thoughts before we wrap up?
I am the worst part of the itinerary. There's a lot of other speakers. So if you're saying, I emcee it and kind of, you know, keep the energy behind it. But there's so many great speakers. I encourage you, go to TimeToFreeAmerica.com. You're going to see people you know, voices you can trust, and it's going to, if nothing else, inspire you to get back in the gospel.
That's right. Well, thank you, Clay. It's a pleasure to see you,
right.
and I really appreciate it.
Thanks for your time.
All right.
Bye.
God bless.
If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, and you can help spread the word by leaving a 5-star review and sharing it with your friends. Visit RyanSHoward.com. to learn more about living the intentional, influential, and impactful life you were created for.